is your benefits. It's the end of the year, and you could have met your health insurance deductible. Contact Teton Therapy's billing experts at 857-7074 to find out if you qualify for no-cost or low-cost physical and occupational therapy. That's 857-7074, or find us on the web at TetonTherapyPC.com.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I am your host, Vince Tropea. We're having a good time in studio today. These gals are hilarious. Marcy Tepper and Janet Seeley from the Trinity Episcopal Church are here to talk about the free curbside pickup Thanksgiving meal that they'll be providing this Thursday. Marcy, Janet, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. I'm excited to talk about our adventures that we're going to have on Thanksgiving Day with what we're doing at our church.
I'm excited to hear about it. I'm glad that you're referring to it as adventures, too.
Oh, it will be, yes. There's always adventures at our church. Yes.
And I'm looking forward. And how are you doing this morning as well?
I'm doing great. And I echo what Marcy's saying. We're going to have fun, and we're going to give away food, which, you know, the meals will be in a compartment. We'll have the traditional turkey, potatoes and gravy, green beans, stuffing, and a piece of pie.
All the fixins.
Yeah, all the fixins. And, you know, folks can come in from Fremont Street. We do want to emphasize that for traffic. It's different than last year.
Okay.
So please come in from Fremont Street, and that'll help alleviate some of the traffic. And then there's going to be some fun things that come up. When they enter in the driveway of the church, it has a little V where the grass makes a triangle.
And real quick, can you remind folks where the church is located, the address?
Oh, sure. It's 860 3rd Street. Sometimes people call it the Pizza Hut Church.
Okay. So, but you guys deliver. You will be delivering on this day, so that's actually a perfect comparison.
Yeah. So as folks come in, they will see someone very special.
Okay.
And perhaps Marcy might like to talk about what kind of a reference to what we're doing at that entry.
Yeah, Marcy, can you fill us in on what's going to be happening?
Yeah, last year there were a lot of cars that came in, and so we had a very unusual animal that was out there helping people, giving them food, doing orders, etc. So this year we expect to have even more people, so there will be a larger experience out there. I guess that's a good word, experience. but there will be somebody out there to help with the flow of traffic. So if it starts to look like it's bottleneck, please be
on the lookout.
Yeah, and also be patient, because last year we got backed up really far, and we did the best we could. We actually ran out of food. So again, this year, Janet will talk about the times, but, you know, if you get there and, you know, you might be in Du Bois waiting for your adventure in Lander, but I don't think it's so bad. But just please be patient, because the food is worth it and the fun.
And so, it sounds like there's going to be a mystery animal conducting traffic. Is that the way I understood?
Yes. Yeah.
We can say what that mystery animal is.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to talk about that mystery animal?
Please.
Yeah,
once they're entering the driveway, you know, there'll be a greeter right at the beginning of the driveway. And then once they come in, there will be this turkey. And
Perfect. This
turkey will tell them whether to go to the front side of the church or the back side of the church, because we're going to serve along both sides of the church.
You're going to have a traffic conducting turkey.
Yes.
Giving out free meals on Thanksgiving Day. That's
amazing. Yes. You know, so this turkey will tell them which way to go, and then there will be an order taking area. They can tell us how many are in their family. And we're really trying to target the elderly, the disabled, those that are alone on the holiday, and families who are food insecure, and shut-ins who may have a turkey dinner taken to them. And Adam will be helping too. He'll start a little bit later at the Tony's Pizza, and there's a little bit of dine-in there so that if people want to sit down, you know, it starts at 2, and he may be able to provide some delivery
well. So anybody who doesn't want to spend Thanksgiving alone, in addition to free meals, they can possibly enjoy that meal with some people at Tony's, you're saying?
Yes, they can. Of course, his space is limited.
Right.
But, you know, we'll all be working together to just have a good time together. There may be some times that, you know, wait in the car a little bit as we process the food, but we're going to have, we've just got a wonderful number of volunteers that are going to help us deliver these meals and put them together so that everybody has a great, great experience for Thanksgiving, even though they may not feel like fixing a turkey. There's a way to have a turkey, and we're going to enjoy giving those out.
Are you looking for any volunteers or anything like that to help with this, or do you guys pretty much have that already set up?
You know, we can always put folks on a list as volunteers. I think we just about have enough right now.
Okay.
But if they call the church phone number, 307-332-5977, or email trinitylndr@gmail.com, then we can get, you know, if they provide their phone number, we can get in touch with them and see. We're still kind of looking for a cleanup crew to help us out.
Okay.
And, you know, if people want to make any donations, we just keep those for this specific event. And so it's going to be fun.
It sounds like it. And have you guys been doing this for a number of years? Is this the first year that you've all come together for this event? Or I know last year a lot of things had to be kind of put on hold, but how long have you been doing this?
Oh, gosh, that's a wonderful, great story.
Let's hear it.
Before COVID, we had a family and friends Thanksgiving meal in the church.
Okay.
And we invited, you know, said invite your neighbor that's by themselves or invite somebody in the community that you know is by themselves. Well, since we couldn't really have people in the church because of COVID, and we had been told, you know, that we had to close down some of those things. So anyway, one of our younger couples pops up when we said, oh, we're just not going to be able to do it this year. They said, oh, no, we have to find a way to do this. We just have to do this. People need to have a meal. So
we're going to take no for an answer.
Yeah. So it was like a tap on the shoulder to us older folks to say, oh, well, that must be God speaking. I guess we need to find a way to make this meal happen. So we did. So we had our masks on and we had our gloves on, mm-hmm. which we'll continue to do just because of sanitation purposes. But it worked. But we planned for about 100 people. It was the first time. And we ended up stretching that to 160 meals, but we ran out in the first hour.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's what we said. We were so sorry to have to say we ran out of food. So this year, we're planning on about, I think we have enough for about 300 people.
Okay. Really thinking ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to do that. And then having the two lines to make it faster for folks. And, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, there's a lot of camaraderie that happens, even as you visit with people in the cars as they're waiting along the way to get their meal.
It sounds like it's going to be great. And once again, for our listeners who are just now tuning in, this is KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, Community Connected. Listening to Coffee Time with our guests today, Marcy Tepper and Janet Seeley from the Trinity Episcopal Church, here to chat about the free curbside Thanksgiving meal they'll be offering this Thursday. And now as a reminder, once again, what times will this be offered?
Oh, do you want to talk to that, Marcy?
Yeah, excuse me. At the church, it's from 1 o'clock to 3, and 1 o'clock to 3. Last year, we had a lot of people came early. That's why we ran out of food early.
Oh, okay.
And people were very gracious, but they said, well, where's the food? We ran out of it because, you know. So if you can please, we try at 1 o'clock, if you can try. Then, because once we ran out of food, we ran out of food.
Yeah, what can you do? But once again, a good problem to have, that means a lot of people got served.
Well,
yeah,
and
so
the one of the things, though, I want to say is that a lot of the people, because I was one of the runners last year, a lot of people that did the sit-down for many years in the church came through last year in their cars. and they were appreciative of what we were doing. They knew because of COVID, but they said, can we have more gravy? Can we have this? I mean, the food is excellent. You know, you're getting a styrofoam thing. But anyway.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, then, so at the church is 1 to 3. At Tony's, now Tony's is basically sit down, and so there's only room for 50 people. So it's like, if you don't want to, you don't have a car, don't want to be in your car, and you'd like a little more privacy, there's for 50 people at Tony's, and that's going to be from, it starts at 2 o'clock.
Starts at 2, okay.
And apparently they've got kind of the same food menu that we do. Unless, I don't know if Adam's going to have a little pizza going in. I don't know.
Who knows? That man is so creative with his food. He'll probably have a Thanksgiving calzone. In fact, Adam, if you're listening to this, you should make a Thanksgiving calzone with mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, gravy, turkey, and green bean casserole.
He probably will.
He probably already is.
I can see it shaped in this shape of a turkey as well.
But I think that was the thing that was such a blessing to us. Well, is that so many people came, and mm-hmm. people that they wanted the food, they were not sure, they couldn't come in to sit down, but they were patient, and we had a lot of laughs and whatever, and I think this year it's going to be more laughs, and then Tony's too. Yeah. So.
And there's a couple other reminders I was thinking about, just to remind you to stay in your car.
Okay.
And a volunteer will come to your car and get a order number for you. And then as you leave, you know, we'll be passing out the meals themselves at the foyer doors, which are like the front door and the big back door. And with that, we'll have coloring pages and colors for the kids.
Oh, wow.
And we'll also include a Thanksgiving prayer with each meal. And if you want a blessing, just let us know. So it'll be fun.
That sounds amazing. And then once again, you're asking people to enter from the Fremont Street area, correct?
Yes. Yes, okay. Please. Mm-hmm.
And now, mm-hmm. do people need to sign up for the meals in advance? Do they need to RSVP or email you guys or call ahead? Or can they just show up?
They can just show up.
Okay.
They can just show up. That's the way we're you know, conducting that. Just show up and come through the lines, and we'll be serving food.
Perfect. Well, this sounds like a great opportunity. If you're out there thinking that you might need a meal, if you're financially strapped, or if you just want to enjoy a meal with some good people, check out the Trinity Episcopal Church curbside Thanksgiving turkey meal pickup that's going to be happening this Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. And we'll be also providing dine-in at Tony's Pizza at 2 p.m. And just remember, try to show up between 1 to 3 and enter from the parking lot area from Fremont Street. And please stay in your car. A volunteer will come out and bring you your dinner. And a prayer, Thanksgiving prayer, will be included with each meal. Janet and Marcy, thank you both so much for coming in here today. Was there anything else you guys wanted the public to know before you got out of here?
Just to thank the volunteers and to express our thanks this Thanksgiving. This is a way of us sharing God's love and sharing in the community. All of us have a lot of blessings, and it's a way to be a good neighbor to each other.
Agreed.
This is Marcy. I love Lander, so come enjoy the fun. And we have a really good time at our church. It's a good place. But there's a lot of community, and we like dealing and working with people. So please come. You'll have a good meal. You'll have some good laughs, and it will be a Thanksgiving I know you'll enjoy.
And if there's one thing I know for sure, is just that this Lander community, this Fremont County community, is really coming together this Thanksgiving to provide for all of those in need. And then I'm especially looking forward to the possibility of seeing a traffic conducting turkey at the Trinity Episcopal Church pickup. Who else is going to have that? Who knows? But definitely go check that out. Thanks again to Marcy and Janet from the Trinity Episcopal Church for coming in today. We really appreciate you having here. We're going to cut to a quick commercial break, and we come back with some local news.
Your health means everything. And if you're a smoker or a former smoker, age 55 or over, it's time for a low-dose CT screening for lung cancer at Sage West Healthcare. A low-dose CT screening for lung cancer helps detect cancer early, before symptoms appear, and when treatment can be most effective. Don't make your health wait. Ask your doctor about a low-dose CT for lung cancer screening at Sage West Healthcare.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Get lots of grilling accessories and propane, too, at Lander Ace Hardware, 5th and Main, locally owned and operated.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. Thanks again to our guests who are just now heading out, Marcy Tepper and Janet Seeley from the Trinity Episcopal Church. I had a wonderful talk with them just now about the free curbside pickup that the church is going to be offering this Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. And once again, that's going to be at 860 South 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m. And then Tony's Pizza will also be offering dine-in at 2 o'clock. So you don't want to miss that if you are someone who is looking for a place to eat and a meal to eat on Thanksgiving Day. We've got a lot of stuff going on in Fremont County over the weekend. In Fremont County and in the state, the Pokes claim the Bridger Rifle Trophy and become bowl eligible. The Wyman Cowboy offense erupted for 604 yards of offense, which saw balance on the ground and through the air. A 44-17 win over Utah State in Maverick Stadium in Logan, Utah on Saturday. And the Pokes are now eligible for the fifth time in the last six seasons. So that's huge. Congratulations to the Pokes, and you don't want to miss those games. The Cowboys retained the Bridgers Rifle Trophy for the third time in the eight meetings since the trophy was introduced. Wyoming's offense was paced by running backs Titus Swin and Zavazian Valade as they both rushed over 100 yards for the second time in 3 weeks. The Pokes have had two 100-yard rushers in the same game. Swin rushed for 169 yards, including a 98-yard touchdown run, which was a school record. Valade ran for 145 for his 14th career 100-yard game. Congratulations again to the Pokes. They will be coming up shortly. They're going to be returning to action next Saturday, hosting Hawaii at 1 p.m. inside the War Memorial Stadium. That'll be next Saturday at 1 p.m. In some more Fremont County news, over the weekend, a Mississippi murder suspect was apprehended in Shoshone on November 20th, 2021. At approximately 10:36 p.m., Shoshone Police Department officers were dispatched to meet with a male subject who had been involved in a minor physical altercation. Male subject was observed walking through the 300 block of West 2nd Street in Shoshone, matching the description of the initial caller, and was contacted. While investigating the alleged assault, Shoshone Police Chief Chris Kojai was informed of a male subject from Mississippi who was residing at the Shoshone Motel and allegedly wanted for murder in Mississippi. The name of the individual at the time was not known. Chief Kojai requested assistance from the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, and a perimeter was created around the Shoshone Motel while further investigation was conducted. Information obtained during the initial investigation was used to discover a news article of a recent murder suspect from Columbus, Mississippi, and the Columbus Police Department Facebook page, which provided a name and photograph of the subject, which was confirmed by various witnesses to be the subject residing in the Shoshone Motel. While attempting to contact the suspect, a male subject was observed running south from the back of the Shoshone Motel. Following a short foot pursuit, a male subject was detained. The subject was later confirmed to be King Duran Pyle of Columbus, Mississippi. Following confirmation of a warrant for murder, King Duran Pyle was transported to the Fremont County Detention Center without incident. So thank you to the Shoshone Police Department for getting this individual under incarceration for the crimes that he committed. We definitely appreciate the Shoshone Police Department for their work in that. And just as a reminder to any criminals, maybe Shoshone is not the place to try to get into a foot pursuit with law enforcement. You're not going to get very far if you're running from Shoshone. And another awesome local news story, the Arapaho Truths film was selected for the 25th film festival that it's been selected for. in collaboration with the Boston-based Moonstar Productions, the film has officially been selected for the 2021 Mesa International Film Festival. After a year when most film festivals had gone virtual because of the pandemic, the Mesa International Film Festival will be held live December 2nd through 5th in Mesa, Arizona, and tickets are on sale now. This announcement marks the 25th film festival for Arapaho Truths, and the film has been shown at festivals across the United States, Europe, Asia, and from Hollywood to California to Haverhill, Massachusetts, in India, Istanbul, Turkey, and London, England. Arapaho Truths has won 5 film festival awards, including Best Documentary, Best Short Documentary, Most Inspirational Film Award, and the grand prize at the Kids Video Connection Film Festival in Atlanta, Georgia. So congratulations to that locally made film. That's awesome. Once again, we want to thank our guests today, Janet and Marcy from the Trinity Episcopal Church. Definitely go check out the free Thanksgiving meal curbside pickup delivery that they're doing on Thursday. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, including Lander Chamber, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Myers Gamble's, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, Sage West, White Buffalo Recovery Center, Palace Pharmacy, and Impact 307. Thanks again to all of our listeners. And a reminder, we will only be doing shows Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week, and then taking a much-needed Thanksgiving break and day after as well. So thanks again to all of our listeners, and we will see you at the same time tomorrow.
It's Ladies Night at Palace Pharmacy. That's right, at Palace Pharmacy in Lander. Enjoy Ladies Night Saturday night, November 27th from 5:30 to 8:30. Enjoy music by local talent hits on wheels, Harley Spire. Local baker Anxious Baker will provide cupcakes. Plus, be sure to browse the store for Ladies Night specials.
Ladies, it's gonna be worth it.
Follow Palace Pharmacy and Palace Apparel on Facebook for more. Palace Pharmacy for all your health needs, clothing, toys, and ice cream.
Closing arguments. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The jury will soon have the case against 3 white men charged with murdering black jogger Ahmaud Arbery in their Georgia neighborhood. Prosecutor Linda Dunikowski acknowledging that Arbery had been seen more than once at a home under construction.
What was he doing? We can see it. Wandering around for a few minutes. He